The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And Emily's serve. Down the middle to Messbarger. Here is the set outside Herbert from off the net. She'll take something off of it. Casey is able to dig it. Stays in the back row. Casey from 10 feet rolls it over for the kill.
Today, it's live coverage of the C2 State Volleyball Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Centura Centurions. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Overpass, joust at the net, block down Centura. Strong serve and give the tip down to Maddie Ron. And a good start here for the Centurions off to a 4-0 lead on the opening serve.
The Centurions return to state for the first time in 26 years. That season, they won the state title. Today, they look to start another winning chapter in Lincoln. It's Centura State Volleyball action coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And a good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln.
So you're sporting
Southwest
a brand
High
new
School,
pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice
State
the OnStar button. You wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks.
Between Centura, 22-8, and Guardian Angels, Central Catholic, 29-4. It's the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Centura comes in 22-8. They had a really good in the right around the end of September. They won 9 games in a row. They went 9-0 from September 20th right into the first part of October. And then they had another nice run. Just at the end of the year, they went 7-0 right into the sub-districts. They lost their district final against Hastings St. Cecilia, though, who, of course, is coming up later this evening in this Class C2 game in this first round. They'll be taking on Elmwood Murdoch this evening. On the other hand, Guardian Angels Central Catholic, they were here last year. They made it all the way into the semifinals last year as they were defeated by Freeman. They wound up taking the third place match over Palmyra. So they were third place winners last year in Class C2. This year they're 29-4, and they started a 15-0 run back on September 9th all the way to October 14th. Lost a match, then went 4 in a row, lost a match, won 2, lost a match, and then they come into this state tournament winning 4 straight, including their district final against Lutheran High Northeast. So they've got a little more momentum coming in to this one. We're just a few minutes away from the starting lineups. We'll come back with your starting lineups, and we'll give you a rundown of what happened in all the 130 games around this city. But you're listening right now to the New Tech Seed pregame show, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're back with more state volleyball action right after this. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at state and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest High School. A toasty 25 degrees here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Lots of fans have filed into Lincoln Southwest. The first game here in Class C2 saw number one and unbeaten Crofton, the number one seed Crofton, 28-0 now as they swept Southern Valley, 25-21, 25-19, 25-15. In fact, in all of the 130 games, they were all winners in three straight Class A. It was Lincoln Southeast over Lincoln North Star, 25-21, 25-17, 25-22. Class B, Omaha Scutt swept Pius X, 25-12, 25-19. And I guess I don't have that final score. I guess I'll get that one for you in a second. Concordia swept Grand Island Central Catholic, 25-23, 25-20, 25-20. In Class D1, Ansley Litchfield defeated Brady, 25-18, 25-19, 25-15. And it was Giltner in Class D2 over Crawford, 25-12, 25-3, 25-12. We'll be back with the starting lineups as we wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're back after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the field. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. The Five Points Bank starting lineup brought to you, by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Starting things off for the visitors, or actually it would be the home team, I guess. If you take a look at the bracket, the top team is the home team, of course, and the top team in this bracket, in this tournament, will be Guardian Angels Central Catholic, their number four seed. So they will have Brianne Krackmeyer. She's a junior. And then Katie Stoiter, she's a junior. She's leading with 307 kills. She's an outside hitter. Jamie Petz, a senior, she's the setter for the team, comes in with, well, quite a 856 assists. And then we got Katie Kenobi, Kate Kenobi. She is a junior. Then you got Morgan Brock, the junior. And then you got Maddie Kenobi, a sophomore. There's the starters, and then the libero is Haley Gunther. She's a senior. For the Centura Centurions, 22-8, they will start Casey Krolikowski, the senior. She comes in with 236 kills. Emily Wells, a senior. Madeline Roth, a junior. Annika Gleason, a senior. Madison Myers, a sophomore. And Mackenzie Goreski, she's a senior. And that's the starting lineup for Centura. The head coach for Centura is Allison Feeney. This is their second time that they've made it to the state tournament. Their most recent tournament appearance was in 1988. And they were the state champions in C1 in 1988. Guardian Angels Central Catholic, this is their 16th state appearance. And their most recent was 2013, as I mentioned. They were the runner-ups in 99, 2006, and 2012. They were state champions in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. That's right, 4 years in a row. They were state champions here in Class C2. That's your Five Points Bank starting lineup, the better bank, Five Points Bank in Kearney. Welcome to the Rascaland National Bank. Well, we'll be back. Let's do that first. Let's take a break. We'll come back right after this minute timeout. You're listening to state volleyball action on Classic Hits 98.9.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest. Mark Baldwin here in your Nebraska-Land National, the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska-Land National Bank, member FDIC, Jeff Babel back, and Caleb Hendry back at the control center for this match here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM. Glad you could join us here as we bring you a lot of state high school volleyball action all across the Platte River stations as we have games going on all over the city of Lincoln here today, and we will continue this evening as we will have other matches going on. Of course, the stations, the Breeze 94.5 coming up with Sutton and Freeman. And then this evening on KHAS down in Hastings, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia and Elmwood Murdoch. So all sorts of state volleyball action going on. And we got quite a crew down here in Lincoln, and glad you could join us. So we are ready to start this volleyball match here. We're glad that you could join us as both teams meet in the center to shake hands, and we'll have our first serve in just about 30 seconds. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on Classic Hits 98.9.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest, and as both teams will have, as we view the action, Centura will be on the left side of your radio. If you're viewing your, if you're looking at your radio, please pay attention to the highway if you're driving. If you're at home listening, you're okay. Right side will be Guardian Angel Central Catholic. Game two of today's first round. A new format this year in Lincoln, as all games are just in the afternoon and evening, 1:30, 3:30, 5:30, and 7:30, with Class A and B over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We have two courts set up over there. Class C1's at Lincoln North Star, Class C2 here at Southwest, Class D1 at Lincoln Northeast, and Class D2 at Lincoln Southeast. Tomorrow, all the semifinal games are at Pinnacle Bank. There'll be 2 at 9, 2 at 11, 2 at 1, 2 at 3, 2 at 5, and 2 at 7, and then things will be done for day 2, and then day 3, everything's at the Bob Devaney Sports Center for the championships. The third-place games will be at Lincoln East all day. Here we go, and getting ready to serve. The officials are doing a last-second check here with our scorekeepers and making sure everybody's set at the scorer's table. The libero is in for Centura, Mariah Neville, the senior. She will be out there. And the libero is in also for Guardian Angels Central Catholic, and that is Haley Gunther, the senior. Quite a bit of discussion going on, though, for the starters here with the scorekeepers. So getting that all straightened out, I guess. Maybe we'll get this second match underway, and we'll get you some scores started. Are we ahead of schedule? Are they waiting? Is that what it is? It's just now 3:29, so I guess it's okay to start just a little early, I would think. Talk about being precise. Now there's lots of discussion again at the scorers table. And now the next match scheduled to start at 5:30, and then the last match of day one scheduled to start at 7:30 this evening. No more 9 o'clock in the evening matches, and no more on day one anyway, 9 o'clock in the morning matches. But there will be tomorrow morning, of course, starting, but just 2 in the morning. All right, now I think we're ready to go. Centura will be serving first. Back to serve will be Casey Krolikowski, the senior. 31 aces on the year. 236 kills, 344 assists. We're set to go. State volleyball action, round one. Nice pass to Kenobi, and it's bumped over here on the near side by Pets. And now the Centurions on the attack, but passed right back over. And the Angels, and they get a floater, a free ball right over the middle, falls right in the middle of the Centura defense. And it's 1-0 as the Blue Jays are on top 1-0. Here comes a jump serve right over the middle by Krackmeyer, and she gets an ace serve, not able to dig it up in the middle of the back row. Neville, and it's 2-0 here right off the back, Blue Jays. Here comes Krackmeyer, Rand Krackmeyer. 52 aces, almost another one there. That one they did finally dig out. Free ball, back row. Nice pass. Here comes an outside pushover, and it is in, just barely in, by Stoiter here on the outside. She has 307 kills on the year as an outside hitter. She's a 5'9 junior. 3-0, the Blue Jays jump out to an early lead here against the Centurions. They are the fifth seed, the Centurions, and the Blue Jays are the fourth seed. And there's another serve that's going to be an ace, as Neville had trouble with it. It goes way back into the student section. It's 4-0. Blue Jays have jumped out here quickly in game number one. Krackmeyer again, four straight serves. Let's see here, right down the middle. Neville, nice pass this time. Passes it over to Krolikowski. It's bumped over. Free ball again for the Blue Jays, and a big kill by Katie Stoiter. A nice set by Kenobi, and it was pounded by Stoiter. Quickly, it's 5-0. Another one to Neville. This time, the pass to Krolikowski. Here's an outside hit. Good shot that time, but saved. They had the Myers with the hit, but it was dug out back row. Now we're going to have a net call on 23, and that would be Stoiter. She gets the net call, so Centurions get the point, and back to serve for Centura will be Carly Nitsch, the senior. She's in to serve. 5-1, Blue Jays on top. Nitsch's serve over on the far sideline. Nice pass here on the near side. Now it's going to be free balled over. A nice easy hit by Kenobi. There's three Kenobis on the floor, and now a nice little kill over on the far side. That is Annika Gleason, and they couldn't dig it up, and it's 5-2, so the Centurions a little bit of a run here now. And again, here's the serve. This one's a deep serve. It's going to be long. Just floated a little long for Centura, and it's 6-2 in favor of the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays jump serve, far sideline. It's going to be passed over and free balled over by Krolikowski. That's Casey. Now the set by Pets, and it's a hit way long, wanting a tip but not getting it, was Maddie Kenobi. Maddie and Jenny Kenobi, we haven't seen yet, are sisters, and then Kate Kenobi is a cousin. And back to serve now is Mariah Neville, the libero, the senior. She serves it over here on her side, and it's a bad receive by Kate Kenobi. Her serve receive went straight off her fists and went sideways, and it's 6-4, so the Centurions now with a chance to get one closer here. Neville back to serve again. Near side this time passes it up to the setter. Pets, now we're going to have a lift called on the Centurions. Annika Gleason, a little trouble getting it out of the net, gets called for the lift, 7-4. Here's the serve now by Pets. Nice return right back over by the Centurions. Dug out, though, by the Blue Jays. Now again on the attack, the Centurions block at the net. Neville's right there, though. She sets it right back over and then hit right back over by Jenny Kenobi is in there. Now it's set right back over again. And now on the attack are the Blue Jays. Little floater hit by Morgan Brock here on the near side. She gets the kill down. It's 8-4 Blue Jays. Good, though, hustle by the Centurions keeping that one in play. There's a serve by Pets. Here's the set. Outside hit here on the near side. Cross the floor and in. Nice kill. Nicely done by Madison Myers, the sophomores. She came in with 189 kills on the year for the Centurions. It's 8-5. And Madison back to serve now for the Centurions. Big jump serve. Nice one. Tough one for the Blue Jays. They dig it out, and they free ball it over. Neville's right there. Myers with the set over the middle, and it's just dinked right over by Krolikowski. Now back right over, hit long by Matty Kenobi. It's another point by the Centurions. It's 8-6. Centurions down by two. They've gotten within a few here in this first game. Just not been able to get it tied up. Another big jump serve. Another one taken in the middle. Passed, and now it's going to be Jenny Kenobi. Free balls it over. Meyer sets it up. Here's an outside hit. That one just a little long that time by Annika Gleason, the senior. And it's 9-6. Blue Jays up by three again. And back to serve now will be Haley Gunther, the senior. She's the libero. To the other libero, Neville sets it up. Here's the shot by Casey Krolikowski. Got the kill. Kenobi tried to block it. Comes off of her and goes into the crowd. That brings off the bench now Mackenzie Goreski, the senior, and back to serve for the Centurions. Kind of hard to see. They have black numbers on really dark maroon jerseys. I'll tell you who that was in a second. I believe that was Wells. They free ball it over. Blue Jays with it, and they're on the attack. Outside hit by Jenny Kenobi. Nice block by Krolikowski. Back over. It's free ball right over the blockers this time, and then unable to dig it out are the Centurions. So it's 10-7. Blue Jays on top. And back to serve is Morgan Brock. Brock taken by Neville. Pass to Myers here on the near side. Outside hit. Cross corner by Gleason. And then back in the back row to Wells. Free balled. Nice one right over the middle by Krolikowski. It's tipped and it goes out. I thought it was tipped. They say nobody touched it, so they're going to call a timeout. Centurion's going to call a timeout, 11-7 Blue Jays, and we will take a timeout, too, and we'll be back right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back here at Lincoln Southwest. The Centurions are down by four, 11-7 to the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels Central Catholic. And the first timeout taken by Coach Allison Feeney. Brock back to serve again for Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Neville passes it to Myers. Krolikowski free balls it over. On the attack near side, the hit, and it's long by Katie Stoiter. Point Centurions, 11-8, down by three. And back to serve now will be Annika Gleason, the senior. Gleason serve taken by Gunther. Here's the short set and a kill by Stoiter. Nice set by Petz. And that makes it 12-8. Coming in now is Kate Kenobi. She's back to serve now for the Blue Jays. Her serve taken by Neville. Again, a nice pass to Myers over on the far side. Nice big hit, but right back over. It goes to Madeline Ross. After she made it, she'll do it again, and this time it's blocked. She hit it hard the first time, and they got it right back over. The second time, she took a little bit off of it, and they blocked it right back at her. And it's 13-8 Blue Jays here in game number one. And there's the serve again by Kenobi. Neville straight up, but right there to help her out is Krolikowski, and it'll be free-balled over by Roth. And now Petz sets it up here in the near side. It's killed by Stoiter. And it's 14-8. So the Blue Jays on a run here in game number one. Stoiter serve again. That one's deep. Neville's got it. Nice pass to Myers. It'll be Krolikowski just free balls it over. Petz sets it up. Swing hit coming down. They dig it out. Neville sets it back. Way back, though. Goes way back and out. Krackmeyer was there with the set. She kind of just set it over deep. Neville had it, but it went floating way deep. 15-8 now. in favor of the Blue Jays, who Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Pass to Myers. Here's Roth over on the far side. This time a nice hit. Goes right back over to the Centurions and a big kill, but it's wide. Prolakowski hit it very nicely down the far sideline, but it just would not find the inside of the far line. It's 16-8 Blue Jays. Here's the serve. Neville. Nice pass to Myers. Again, Roth. Block. Dug out back row, though. Free ball right back over to the Angels, and it's a jump ball over the net. Saved by Gunther. And back over on the Centurion side. Now Krolikowski gets it back over. Petz is going to set it up for the Blue Jays, and then there's the kill by Krackmeyer. 17-8. Blue Jays seeming to find no wrong now. They've just been hitting on all cylinders. Emily Krolikowski, the freshman, coming in now for the Centurions. Here's the serve. Krolikowski. Myers, and now trying to get it over was Emily Krolikowski. It was dug right back over, and then free ball right back over, and then pushed back over by the Blue Jays. Now on the attack, here's Krolikowski. Casey over on the far side, but her hit goes into the net. Little frustration there. 18-8, and a timeout called by the Centurions. It's all Blue Jays right now in game number one. Guardian Angels Central Catholic 18, and the Centurions 8. We're back after this. State volleyball action on Classic Hits 98.9.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. As we get ready here for the continuation of game number one, it's the Blue Jays 18, the Centurions 8. Neville with the pass behind her back. Myers, nice hit by Krolikowski. That is Emily. Now free ball right back over. Here's Casey Krolikowski, big hit. But they free ball it right back over. It seems like everything that Centurions have been putting over, but that time they got it over the head of Katie Stoiter, and they could not dig it out. So a nice break there for the Centurions. They finally stopped the run by the Blue Jays. It's 18-9, and back to service Casey Krolikowski. Gunther's there. Petz has to chase it down. Not a very good pass. And then they get it through the blockers, but dug out and then pushed back over by the Centurions, scrambled into the net, and then free balled over by Kenobi. Here is a pushover, but into the net, floated. It was a nice idea, but Madeline Roth couldn't get out of the net. She got it over there, but it couldn't get out of the net. It's 19-9 Blue Jays, and back to serve again will be Krackmeyer. Neville, nice pass. Krolikowski, then back right on over. Petz sets it up, short set. Dug it out, back row, nice job. Krolikowski, here's Roth, puts it over. Now dug out, another nice set, and that time a big hit straight down by Maddie Kenobi, the sophomore. 242 kills. She was the second on the team coming in for the Blue Jays. It's 20-9. Blue Jays. Here comes a jump serve, and that one was Krackmeyer. It's dug out. Here on the near side, Emily Krolikowski puts it into the net, 21-9. Guardian Angels Central Catholic. We're in game one, best of five here. Here's Krackmeyer's jump serve again. That one's an ace serve. Trying to dig it out over there on the far side was Myers. It just went underneath the net. 22-9 now. Here's Krackmeyer's jump serve again. Back row, pass. Krolikowski, that time Myers got a nice set. And then she was, that wasn't Myers. That was Madeline Roth right over the middle. She just put some splinters in that one, 22-10. So the Centurions now back to serve. Coming in was Carly Nitsch. Free ball right back over to Neville. Set up by Wells and then free balled over by Roth. On the attack now are the Angels. Another nice short set to Maddie Kenobi, and Kenobi pounds it home with a kill. It's 23-10 Blue Jays. They have been very deadly on the short sets here in this first game. Here's the jump serve. Krolikowski tipped, well, trying to tip it over was Madeline Roth. Just didn't get it over the net. 24-10, game point now for the Guardian Angels. Here's the serve just off the top of the net. It's dug out. Krolikowski is there. Far side. Myers got it over. It's dug out now by the Blue Jays. And Neville tried to get it over on the far sideline. Got a fist on it, but it goes out. 25-10. Game one goes to the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels Central Catholic. So they take game one, and we'll be back with game two. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we'll return to Lincoln Southwest right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at state and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest as Guardian Angels Central Catholic wins game one over Centura 25-10. Also in D1, it was Axtell over Cedar Bluffs 25-12. And that's the last, that's the only other final in game one that we have right now. There's some other scores. Grand Island Northwest leads Elkhorn 20-17. Ogallala leads Wahoo 18-16. But again, no finals yet. Here's the Blue Jays serving to start things off here in game two. They're on the left side now. Here's the set, and again the short set, but this time Kenobi took a lot off of her hit, Maddie Kenobi, but it was enough to just get the blockers a little out of sync. It touched the fingertips and then just rolled over on the floor. 1-0 Blue Jays. Here's the serve. Neville's right there. Nice pass right over to Myers. Here on the near side, nice shot put over by Roth, but dug out in the back row. Now Petz just puts it over. Free ball. See if the Centurions can take advantage of it. Casey Krolikowski hits a nice one, but it just goes long. They want a tip. They don't get it. 2-0 Blue Jays. Back to serve once again is Brianne Krackmeyer. She's had some good serves. That one, the serve, Neville passed it over far side to Goreski, and she couldn't get the pass to get out of the net. It's 3-0. Here's the serve again by Krackmeyer. This time, Krolikowski serves it over to Roth, and then they free ball it over. Petz with the set, and there's a block into the net. Nope, four hits. So good job that time by the defense for the Centurions. Put up a nice shield over there on the far corner. And it's 3-1. They get their first point. Casey Krolikowski back to serve for the Centurions. See if they can get a run going here. Petz with the set. And Kenobi off the blocks and goes out. So it's a point for the Blue Jays. 4-1 here in game two. Back to serve will be Stoiter. Neville, nice pass to Krolikowski over the middle. Nice hit. It's going to go out. Yeah, it was hit taken by Stoiter, and she hits it out. So good job over the middle. That was Emily Wells for the Centurions. So it's 4-2. We're going to see if they can keep her close here in game number two. Here's Pets with the set. They softly set it over. Right there was Wells. Here's Neville just going to set it over to the back row. Pets sets it up. Again, the short one. Kenobi gets it in. Every time they have that short set, they're pretty deadly, and Kenobi gets it to fall in the back line. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. And in to serve now is Jamie Pets. Oh, no, excuse me. Back to serve is Jamie Pets. She's been in the match. Pets serves it over. Neville's right there. Nice pass to Krolikowski. Nice outside hit and down by Madeline Rock. She gets the kill. 172 coming into the state tournament. Back to serve will be the libero. Mariah Neville, senior. Here's a hit by Jenny Kenobi. Right back over, and then they free ball it back over. Now it's a jump ball over the net. Nice job by Neville. She gets it right back over. Another short set. Good block by Myers. And now again, hit back over and in from the far side by Morgan Brock. She was way over on the far sideline. Hits it clear over here on the near sideline, and it just fell in. And now we'll have a substitution. It's coming in for the first time. It will be Jordan Grabowski, the junior, for some defensive play in the back row for the Centurions. Gunther, their libero, serves it. Nice pass to Krolikowski here on the near side. Myers, she gets the kill down. Nice job by Madison Myers, the sophomore. 6-4, Blue Jays up only by two. Madison Myers with the jump serve. Oh, nice one. Here's the set by Pets. We're going to have net violation on Centura. So it will be a point to the Blue Jays, 7-4. Looks like that Casey Krolikowski was in the net. Back to serve now will be Morgan Brock. Brock served right over the middle. Dugout, nice pass. Here on the near side, Casey Krolikowski hits it, but it goes deep. 8-4, Blue Jays on another run here. And Morgan Brock, the junior, back to serve again for the Blue Jays. Nice pass to Myers, far side, tipped over, and just dug out by the Blue Jays. And it'll be free balled over. See if the Centurions can do something with it here. It'll be set over by Gleason. So now the Blue Jays on the attack. Here's Kenobi. Gets a cross-court hit. It's fisted out in the back row by Nitch. And it's 9-4 now, Blue Jays. We're in game two. Blue Jays up 1-0 over the Centurions of Centura. Set up here right in the middle. And there's a nice one by Casey Krolikowski. Nice vertical jump. Puts it right over the middle. So it's 9-5. See if they can get on a run here. Koreski back to serve now for the Centurions. It's deep, taken by the libero Gunther. Set up by Pets. Here's a kill by Katie Stoiter from the far side, cross court. And it's 10-5. And now we're going to have a timeout. Centurions call a timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. State volleyball action here in Class C2 from Lincoln Southwest on Classic Hits 98.9.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Game one final in Class B. In the first game, it was Grand Island Northwest over Elkhorn 25-23. And Omaha Marion has defeated Papillion South, 25-22 in Class A in the first game. Here, the Blue Jays of Guardian Angels Central Catholic are up 10-5, and another ace serve by the libero, Haley Gunther. No, excuse me, that is Kate Kenobi with the ace serve. She had 24 coming into the state tournament, 11-5 now. Blue Jays on top of the Centurions. Centurions trying to get the serve back. Nice set, nice hit cross court there by Gleason, but right back over to the Blue Jays. Now on the attack, the Centurions after a free ball. Here's a nice pass. Pets with the set. There's the short set, and once again, with the kill is Crackmeyer right over the middle. And it's 12-5 now, Blue Jays. And again, Kate Kenobi back to serve. Passes the middle here on the far side. Nice hit over by Gleason. Free ball now off the top of the net. The hit by Stoiter. Free ball back over by the Centurions, right back over the Blue Jays. Here is again Stoiter. She got one to float over. Nice attempt over on the far side, trying to dig it out was Myers, Madison Myers. But we're going to see a substitution as Emily Krolikowski comes in. She came in the first game. 13-5, Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Pass to Myers, tipped over, right back over. Krolikowski tried to push it over. Now the Angels are going to free ball it over. Pets does. Now the Centurions with a chance here. They set it up. There's Casey Krolikowski, and she hits it, and it's in the back line. Nice kill by Casey Krolikowski. Stopped the run by the Blue Jays, 13-6. Blue Jays on top, though, here in game number two after winning game number one, 25-10. Here's the serve here on the near corner. Pets sets it up. Swing hit coming up, but it's blocked nicely. That good job by Madeline Roth, and it's 13-7. So let's see if we can get a run here by the Centurions. Back to serve again is Annika Gleason. That one is dug out. Pets sets it up far side. Here is Stoiter, and that one blocked, but it goes out wide. Krolikowski was there, and so was Madeline Roth. 14-7. Back to serve now is Crackmeyer. Neville digs it out. It'll be set over by Roth. Then a short set goes right over the net. And then Neville's going to free ball it back over. So Pets will set it up again for the Blue Jays. Far side, Stoiter. That's right back over by Roth. And then Stoiter's going to free ball it right back over to Neville. Set up here on the near side. Outside hit by Casey Krolikowski. And it's partially blocked, dug out, and then tipped right back over by the Blue Jays, tipped right back over. Now we're going to have a jump ball, and the winner of the jump ball is Maddie Kenobi for the Blue Angels. Blue Jays. That's what happens when you have Guardian Angels, Central Catholic Blue Jays. You can start putting things together. 15-7, Blue Jays. Deep serve taken by Neville. Passes it. Pass to the front of the net. They're not going to get it over in four hits, though. They're going to say it was touched. Now we're going to have a net call anyway on the Blue Jays. So a big break for the Centurions. They'll get the point, 15-8. Here's the serve. Pass to Pets. Pets sets it up. Far side. Maddie Kenobi. It's dug out by Casey Krolikowski. She hit it with her elbow, and it went way back and out. And it's 16-8 now. Blue Jays here in game number two. They're up 1-0. Back in is Mackenzie Goreski. Here's the jump serve. Neville. Pass. Tipped over nicely, but it's just in. Nice job by Madeline Roth. Just in by Madeline Roth. So it's 16-9, and getting the serve now for the Centurions will be Carly Nitsch, the senior. Serve taken in the middle, pass to Pence. She sets it up high, and the shot put over by Brock. Dug out by Neville. Nice pass right back over. Short serve, again the short set I should say, was right up to Maddie Kenobi, and she gets the deep hit and it falls in the back line for the Blue Jays. Serve taken by Neville. Casey Krolikowski just sets it over. It's just barely dug out and then free balled right over by the Blue Jays. Here's the set over the middle, hit right off the top of the net by Roth. And now the Blue Jays, they just dinked it over, and it falls out. Good job as Neville almost went for it. She started to stay away from it, and good call by her as it was out. It's 17-10, Blue Jays. Here's the serve into the net. So Centurions' run stops there. It's 18-10, Blue Jays, and Haley Gunther is back to serve now for the Guardian Angels Central Catholic. A serve is taken by Neville. Pass to Krolikowski here on the near side. Tipped right over. Dug out. Gunther's right there in the back row. And then putting over is Brock. Dug out back row by the Centurions here on the near side. Myers cross court. Dug out. And then Petz is there over on the far side. Brock again. Neville in. Tipped right back over. Nice job on the far side by the Centurions. And then again a nice hit by Jenny Kenobi. Now far side Centurions got the kill down. Nice job over there by Emily Wells with the outside hit and the kill. And it's 18-11. The Centurions hanging tough here in game two. There's the serve, and it's going to be an ace serve. And it's 18-12. A serve by Madison Myers. Centurions need a good run here. They're down by six. Pass to Petz. Here's Jenny Kenobi, and Neville can't handle it after the hit by Kenobi. It goes way back. It's 19-12. Blue Jays. Now their job is to stop the Blue Jays and get the service right back, and back to serve will be Morgan Brock, Jr. Neville, nice pass to Myers here on the near side. Casey Krolikowski, a big hit, and just in the near sideline. Woo! She pounded that one down, and it's 19-13. Emily Wells will be back to serve, and Goreski's back in front line for the Centurions. So Wells with the serve. Deep, nice pass to Petz. Petz sets it up behind her. Here's Jenny Kenobi. And Wells got a fist on it, but it goes way back after that. It's 20-13, Blue Jays. And back into the game comes Kate Kenobi. She's in to serve now. Ogallala beat Wahoo 29-27 in Game 1 in Class C1. Marion beat Papillion La Vista 25-22. Neville, nice pass. Myers, pass went way deep. I thought nice pass, but Annika Gleason couldn't catch up to it. It's 21-13 now, Blue Jays here in Game 2. They're already up one game to nothing. And again, Kenobi back to serve. There's a pass to Myers. Gleason blocked right in the face of Madison Myers. It's 22-13. Blue Jays make a little run here at the very end. And a timeout by the Centurions. 22-13 in Game 2. Blue Jays, we're back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Lincoln Southwest is where all the Class C2 action is today, and we've got a fine one here as it's 22-13. Guardian Angels Central Catholic leads it. They're one game up, 1-0, and they lead at 22-13 here in Game 2. Centurions have been pretty tough here. They fell 25-10 in Game 1. We'll have a free ball here by Petz. Neville right back over to Gunther, and she just barely digs it out. It'll be right back over by Petz. Now see if the Centurions on the kill. Here's Casey Krolikowski, and she puts the kill down. She's had some great ones here in this second game. 22-14. And back to serve now will be Annika Gleason for the Centurions. It's passed through the middle to Petz, far side. Shot put over by Stoiter, and then right back into the middle to Krackmeyer, and she was able to pound it down over on the far side, 23-14. As the Blue Jays are 2 points away of winning game number two, taking a 2-0 lead here. Jump serve by Krackmeyer. Dugout back line set up. Free balled over right over the middle. Here is the set by Pets. Stoiter just got it over, and then free ball by Krolikowski. Here's another short set, and that usually means that Maddie Kenobi's not too far behind, and she pounds it down and makes it 24-14. And Blue Jays, as they are now in game number 2 point. Back to serve is Breanne Krackmeyer. Neville passes it here on the far side. Gleason blocked at the net. Back to Gleason. Set up and right back over, and then Kenobi was right there, so right back over to the Centurions. Through the blocker, and nice job there by Roth. Keeps things going. Madeline Roth with a nice kill over the middle, and says we're not done yet. 24-15 here in game two. Casey Krolikowski serve. Pets chases it down. Here is Maddie Kenobi. She free balls it over. Casey Krolikowski sets it up near side. Myers partially blocked. Now free ball right back over, back row. Casey Krolikowski sets it up. Roth was right there, but it was blocked. Saved over on the far side by Wells, and Neville will free ball it over. Angels, Blue Jays on the attack, dug out. Here's Krolikowski, near side. Myers tips it over. Pets sets it up. Stoiter, and she just placed it over and down inside the far sideline for the game point. And the Blue Jays win game two, 25-15. They take a 2-0 lead. We're back in 90 seconds. Class C2 state volleyball action here on KKPR-FM Classic Hits 98.9.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the field. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at state and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Welcome back here to Lincoln Southwest. We go to game three with the Centurions trailing now 2-0. So they'll need to make a big run here in game number three. They want to keep their stay in Lincoln. This is, again, this is their first trip back since 1988. The Guardian Angels Central Catholic were here last year, made it all the way to the second round last year as they were beaten by Freeman and then ended up beating Palmyra for third place. So they're a little bit more seasoned. They won 4 state tournaments in a row back in 2001 through 2004 in Class C2. They were runner-ups in 2006 and then runner-ups in 2012 and third place in 2013. So the serve will be to the Centurions first, though I'm not sure they know that. They don't, but pretty soon they will here. Krolikowski now goes back to serve. And she'll start things off here in game number three. Gunther's there. Pett sets it up. Short set. Just time a little bit off of it. Krackmeyer just got it over. Set right back over Krackmeyer. Pett sets it right over. It's dug out. Nicely saved by Krolikowski and free balled over by Neville. Set up. Short one. Tipped over there by Stoiter. Now a nice hit by Roth. It dug out by Gunther in the back row for the Blue Jays. Back row. Nice pass to Krolikowski. Far side. Here's the shot. Nice hit. But saved, put right back over and out of the net, and then they can't dig it out. It was a nice save by a nice strong hit by Myers. Saved in the back row there by Brock. Here's the jump serve by Krackmeyer. Put right back over by Myers. Near side, Stoiter, it was a block by Madeline Roth. We're tied up in one here in game number three. Must-win game for the Centurions. And the serve taken over on the far sideline. Pets has it over there, and then free-balled over by Stoiter. Now here's a shot put over by Roth. Back row save by Krackmeyer. Stoiter here on the near side. Cross court. Neville got a tip of it, but just couldn't dig it out. 2-1, Blue Jays. Axtell is up 2-0 in Class D1, 25-12, 25-23 in Game 2 over Cedar Bluffs. Here's a jump serve by Stoiter. Oh, there was a shot by Roth that double blocked by the Blue Jays right back on the floor on the Centurion side. 3-1 Blue Jays here in Game 3. Stoiter's jump serve. Neville right up here in the crowd. Saved. If they can get it over. Nice job in the back row putting that one back over the net by Wells. And now Neville after a strong hit, and they're going to free ball it over. Great job by the Centurions to keep this one alive. And then finally put over by Matty Kenobi. You can only do so much after you make save after save, and then you're a little out of position. And since Blue Jays took advantage of that. Then a serve into the net by Stoiter. So 4-2. And the Centurions, Neville back to serve. Just down by two here in game three, but they're down 2-0 in the first round of the Class C2 State Volleyball Tournament here at Lincoln Southwest. Matty Kenobi free balls it over. Casey Krolikowski is there. Hit over on the far side. Nice one. There's a big block. They're going to have a net call. No, somebody underneath the net. Underneath the net, that was Brock, who got a little too deep. Got her tenny runners underneath the net. And it's 4-3, so the Centurions with a chance to tie it up here in game three. Nice serve. Far sideline. Pett sets it up. Matty Kenobi puts it right down. 5-3, Blue Jays. And back to serve will be Jamie Pets, their setter. She serves it right over to Neville in the middle of the back row. Set up for Gleason. Gleason tips it over. Jenny Kenobi sets it up near side. It's put over for Neville. She gets it to Krolikowski and then put over by Wells. And then free balled up here on the near side. Softly put over by Brock. Now Krolikowski sets it up. Far side. Nice strong hit, but in the back row, ready for it, was Krackmeyer, and Jenny Kenobi free balls it over to the back row. Might have been deep, but Gleason's right there. She free balls it back over. Nice pass to Pets, and near on the near side. Brock, on, she got it through the blockers, and that time just couldn't dig it out of the net was Gleason and Wells. And it's 6-3, Blue Jays. Back to serve. Far side in the corner. Pass to Krolikowski. And then Gleason will just set it over. Far side. Jenny Kenobi got it through the blocker. Strong hit on the right side hit. And it's 7-3. Blue Jays here in game three trying to get a sweep here in this first round game. Again, this year, all games in the afternoon. But no 9 o'clock games. Kind of nice for the fans. 1:30, 3:30, 5:30, and 7:30. Here is shot put over by Roth. And then that one goes deep by Jenny Kenobi. 7-4, Blue Jays. But back to serve now will be Madison Myers. See if Myers can get a run going here for the Centurions. Nice jump serve. Pets sets it up here on the near side. Jenny Kenobi got it on the other side. Dug out back row. Neville will have to free ball it over. Pass to Pets. She sets it up. Short one. Blocked right back over, though. Nice job by the Centurions on the block. Tipped right back over. Dug out by the net. Puts it right over. Maddie Kenobi's there. Again, a nice dig by Gleason, but the net play by on that one on the Blue Jays, they were right there and just kept rejecting everything right back and finally went underneath the net on the Centurion side. It's 8-4, Blue Jays. Gunther with the serve for the Blue Jays. Here's Casey Krolikowski. Nice deep hit, dug out back row. Now Krackmeyer, and the nice block by Krolikowski falls in the back row, and it's 8-5. Substitution now as Mackenzie Goreski comes in. And back to serve will be Emily Wells, the senior. Neville, Casey Krolikowski, Emily Wells, Annika Gleason, and Mackenzie Goreski, the seniors. That's a deep serve, though, by Wells. 9-5. And back to serve now, Brock for the Blue Jays. Neville. Pass to Myers. Gleason, nice hit, dug out. Set up high, Jenny Kenobi. Back row, nice hit, dig out. Set up for Gleason. Harshly tipped. Gunther, so going to have to scramble for that one, and they can't get to it. Nice job on the far side by Gleason. And it's 9-6. Centurions down by three here in game three, down 2-0. Serve. Dug out in the middle of the back row, set up for Jenny Kenobi, and her hit is in the net. It's 9-7, so the Centurions just down by two here in game three. Serve again, another nice one, barely dug out. They try to push it over to the net, and they just get it over. Now the attack on the Centurions' part, and Roth got it, dug out, save. Gleason pushes it over. Gunther's there. Pence. Krackmeyer just got it over Roth's fingertips. Just got it over. And it's 10-7 now. Blue Jays. Serve is deep. Neville's there. Nice pass to Myers. Here's Casey Krolikowski. Nice hit, but it went deep, but they say it's touched, and we'll take the point, 10-8. So again, just down by two. And back to serve will be Casey Krolikowski. Far sideline, pass, dug up by Pets. Here is Krackmeyer. She got just enough. Stoiter just got enough to kind of take the direction off. Gleason couldn't dig it out. It's 11-8, Blue Jays, and back to serve is Krackmeyer now. Jump serve. Neville right there. Nice pass to Krolikowski. Nice short set to Roth. They get it over. Back row. Here is Stoiter blocked at the net by Roth, and it's 11-9, just down by two again. They're staying close here in game three. Must-win game for the Centurions. Here's the serve. Far sideline. Oh, a serve. That one taken by Stoiter right into the crowd, and it's 11-10. Be huge right now. They could tie this third game up. Deep pass. It's going to be a bad pass. It's right over the middle of the net. Goes right over on Centurion side. Neville, here's a swing hit. They got it down. Dug out. Saved by Krackmeyer. Here's Casey Krolikowski, far side. Shot put over nicely by Myers, and then tipped over by Maddie Kenobi. She's been tough in the middle there. And it's 12-10. Back again by two are the Blue Jays. Deep serve, and it's an ace serve. Neville got a part of it, but that was it. Whew. It was a bullet timeout called by the Centurions. 13-10, Blue Jays. You're listening to Class C 2 state volleyball action here from Lincoln Southwest on Classic Hits 98.9.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
We're in Game 3, 13-10. Guardian Angels Central Catholic lead the Centurions of Centurion, a must-win for the Centurions. Exeter Milligan won Game 2 in their matchup with Why Not, 25-11, so they're up 2-0. We'll have some others coming in here real quick. Here it's a serve by Stoiter. Set up, nice hit, but a block by the Centurions. Now they're scrambling it for it, and Kenobi gets it over. Centurions on the attack. Far side, free ball. Oh, right there was Maddie Kenobi. She blocked it down. They call the lift on the Centurions, and it's 14-10 now. Here's a jump serve, again by Stoiter. Goes wide, but they save it. Neville's going to free ball it over. Now it's a set for Brock. Got it through the blockers and down. It's 15-10. The Blue Jays on a little bit of a run here. And here's this jump serve again by Stoiter. Neville passes it to Krolikowski. Here's a shot put over by Myers and dug out by the Blue Jays. Stoiter, back row pass. Here is Myers again. Gets it over. Set up, swing hit. Maddie Kenobi with the swing hit on the right side hit. Far side, gets it across court down, 16-10. As they try to extend their lead here in Game 3. Neville in the back row. Nice pass. Krolikowski will set it over. Pett sets it up near side. Here's Brock. Good block by Roth, but boy, right back over and then killed over on the far side. Crackmeyer, 17-10. Again, they're on a big run. So back to serve again is Stoiter. Jump serve by Stoiter. Neville. Krolikowski set it right up and over. Pets here on the near side. Brock right over the blockers, went right back to Kenobi. Back Kenobi. Bleak one. Oh, nice block on the far side by Roth. She's been really good at the net there. And so it's Point Centura, and they're down 17-11 in Game 3. Neville back to serve for the Centurions. Pass to Pets. Here on the near side, Brock. Parsley tipped and then down, so it's 18-11. And back to serve now for Guardian Angels Central Catholic will be Jamie Pets. Pets' serve here on the near corner to Krolikowski, far side Gleason, and Gleason got it right down with a kill in the back line, 18-12. So now the Centurions back to serve will be Madison Myers. Jump serve. Pass to Pets. Pets sets it up high. Here's Jenny Kenobi. Kind of a left-handed hit. Got it over. And now Casey Krolikowski with a big hit. Big kill over the middle. Knocked Jenny Kenobi back off her feet. 18-13. Blue Jays lead it here in Game 3, but Centurions trying to make a run here. Myers serve. Pett sets it up for the Blue Jays. Near side, Kenobi, and that one's long. 18-14. Again, nice run going on here. Centurions need to win this one to keep this match alive. Myers jump serve. Deep, far side, goes way wide. Pett's is there, though. Here's Kenobi. Got it off the block, dug out by Krolikowski. Set up Gleason, free balls it over. Back corner pass to Pets here on the near side. Hit over. Neville's right there. It's going to be a free ball right back over to the Blue Jays. Matty Kenobi. Yeah, Matty Kenobi's going to get called for a lift. Not a very good set to her, and it's 18-15 and a timeout Blue Jays. Here come the Centurions. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on Classic Hits 98.9.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest Class C2 State Volleyball Action. And in a must-win game, the Centurions hanging in tough. 18-15, Blue Jays are up by three, but a nice run here thanks to the service of Myers. She's serving well. Here's Pets is with the serve. Maddie Kenobi, it's blocked. They've had some great blocks, too. That time, a good block in the middle, but Morgan Brock got the jump ball, and it falls on the Centurion side, 19-15. Haley Gunther back to serve for the Guardian Angels Central Catholic Blue Jays. I'll get it right once today. Here's Gleason with a big hit. Gunther digs it out back row. Set up. And a big hit cross court down by Morgan Brock. It's 20-15 now, Blue Jays. Gunther serve. Way in the back. Pass to Myers. Casey Krolikowski has to set it over. Pett sets it up. Jenny Kenobi, big hit over on the right side, and it's 21-15 Blue Jays. Next two matches here in Class C2 will be the number two-seeded Freeman, unbeaten, against number seven Sutton. That game will be heard on the Breeze, 94.5. There's a hit over on the far side, blocked out. So a good hit by Casey Krolikowski. She gets the point for the Centurions, 21-16. And the Centurions will, is Wells back to serve, 21-16, down by five. They need to run here. Pets with the, oh my gosh, what a beautiful short set. And Jenny Kenobi took advantage of it and just pounded it down, 22-16. Probably one of the best sets on the Blue Jays side we've seen today. Brock back to serve now for the Blue Jays. And that's a long one, so a big break for the Centurions. They're only down by five here, 22-17, but can't let a lot of points go right now because the Blue Jays only need three to win the match. Back to serve will be Annika Gleason. Gunther, pass to Pets. Hit over by Stoiter, blocked by Stoiter. Is it free ball right back over by the Centurions? Pets again. Oh, another beautiful short set, and Jenny Kenobi takes advantage of it, 23-17. Neville comes back in, and back in for the Blue Jays is Kate Kenobi. She's back to serve for the Blue Jays. 23-17, Blue Jays. Passed in the middle, up high. Oh, Roth. Kind of off balance. That pass was a little behind her, and it's 24-17 match point for the Blue Jays. Centurions need to stop this one right here. Near corner pass. Myers. Gleason. Softly over. Kenobi, and then free balled over by Stoiter. Here's Myers with the set. Casey Krolikowski over the blockers. Set up by Pets. So, and Stoiter kills it down for the match point, 25-17. And GACC will go on to the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock against Crofton. And a fine season for Centura is wrapped up at 22-9 as GACC wins it 25-10, 25-15, 25-17. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this minute timeout. You're listening to Volleyball Action on Classic Hits 98.9.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at state and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southwest as Guardian Angels Central Catholic defeats the Centurions of Centura in three straight, 25-10, 25-15, 25-6. 17. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery's post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care and no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's place to be. Well, just too much power for the Centurions tonight, but they hung in there tough. They, got better every game, just ran out of games. 25-10, 25-15, 25-17, wrap up a fine season at 22-9. Another final in now as Axtell, I think I just saw that here. I'll find out for sure, but I think it was Axtell defeated Ansley Litchfield. I don't have the... Axtell will play Ansley Litchfield. They don't have the final score. They just said Axtell swept Cedar Bluffs, but they didn't give us the final score there. But we'll get the some of those, and of course you can listen to the folks at Platte Rivers Prep and Platte Rivers Radio. They'll keep you going all throughout the night, and they'll get you some scores. And it was Axtell's 25-14 in the final. In the final match there, so they will take their record, and now they'll play Ansley Litchfield tomorrow at 9 a.m., and that'll be at the Pinnacle Bank Arena South Court. And then the other semifinal we have in C2 here, Crofton will take on the Guardian Angels Central Catholic on the North Court at 1 p.m. And we just want to thank all of the fine sponsors. Again, congratulations to Allison Feeney and the Centura Centurions for their fine season. More volleyball action coming up on 94.5 The Breeze, KLIQ-FM. It's going to be Sutton and Freeman at 5:30. And then tonight on KHAS, it'll be Hastings, St. Cecilia against Elmwood Murdoch. Again, our thanks to Caleb Henry back in the Control Center and Jeff Babel early on for helping things out there. Again, our final score here on our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, it was Guardian Angels Central Catholic in 3, 25-10, 25-15, 25-17. I'm Mark Baldwin. Have yourself a great evening.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.